Ilhan Omar suggests President Trump does not care about his family if he doesn't attend Don Jr.'s wedding. By Hannah Knudsen on May 22, 2026. Far-left Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, attempted to criticize President Donald Trump for not publicly saying if he will attend his eldest son's upcoming wedding. Donald Trump Jr. is getting married to socialite Bettina Anderson, reportedly in a very small ceremony on a small island in the Bahamas over Memorial Day weekend. When asked about attending by reporters, Trump did not give a direct yes or no answer. "He'd like me to go, but it's going to be just a small little private affair. And I'm going to try and make it," Trump said in the Oval Office. "I'm in the midst," I said, "you know, this is not good timing for me," the president joked. "I have a thing called Iran and other things. That's one I can't win on." He continued, "If I do attend, I get killed. If I don't attend, I get killed, by the fake news of course, I'm talking about. He's got a very good person I've known for a long time. And hopefully they're going to have a great marriage." When asked about it, Omar, a consistent Trump critic who reportedly married her brother, said, "I mean, I would think any parent would want to be there for their child's important day. And getting married is a pretty important day. Even if there is a lot of other stuff going on, like a war and things like that?" a TMZ reporter pressed. "He finds time to golf when there are important things that are happening. Or walk around talking about the ballroom," she said, suggesting that Trump does not care about his family. "So he certainly, if he really cared about his son and cared about being a family man, he would try to make time to go to his son's wedding," she added. The commander-in-chief did not publicly say either way if he would be able to attend. And according to CNN, Donald Trump Jr. and his fiancée had hoped to keep the details of the wedding from leaking to the media so that the event would remain exclusive and secluded, thereby helping allay any security concerns and allow guests to avoid the inconvenience that comes from a heavily fortified event attended by the president. The president originally announced his son's engagement during a Christmas party in December. He was previously engaged to Kimberly Guilfoyle, now the U.S. ambassador to Greece. As for Omar, she and Trump have been in a long time back and forth. Making remarks in the Villages earlier this year, Trump criticized Omar's country of origin, Somalia, remarking, "They come here, and Ilhan Omar. Ever hear of her? She heads it. Think of it, they have nothing but crime, poverty, pollution, everything is horrible over there, nothing good. They say it's the worst country anywhere in the world. We got some beauties out there, but it's the worst." "Then she comes here, from Somalia, and she tells us how to run the United States of America," he said of Omar.